And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump delivered what he's calling the biggest of all trade deals with the European Union, securing massive investments. Sitting with the EU Commission president, Trump announced the EU will purchase $750 billion in American energy, invest an additional $600 billion beyond current commitments, and buy substantial military equipment from U.S. manufacturers. While LGBT activists boast 647 anti-trans bills have failed this year, they're hiding the real story, and that's that at least 120 bills protecting children and women have actually passed, nearly 250% more than all of 2024. The Alliance Defending Freedom says that there are now 27 states protecting kids from gender transition drugs and surgeries, 27 states securing fairness in women's sports, and 19 states protecting women's privacy in schools and shelters. Speaking of women's sports, Oregon's school officials learned that silencing dissent comes with consequences. The America First Policy Institute filed a federal lawsuit against the Oregon School Activities Association after officials banished two female high school athletes for silently protesting, being forced to share a podium with a male competitor. And good news coming out of Canada, standing on principle eventually pays off. The Hamilton Wentworth District School Board reversed its suspension of parent Catherine Cronus after she respectfully objected to Indigenous land acknowledgments at her child's school council meeting. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms applied legal pressure, and the board's own human rights office concluded Cronus never violated any code of conduct. She had simply requested that her objection be noted in official minutes. No drama, no disruption, just a parent exercising her rights to disagree with the political theater that masquerades as education policy. Now, the abortion wars have opened a new front as Texas resident Jerry Rodriguez filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit against a California doctor for mailing abortion pills across state lines. Rodriguez alleges his girlfriend's ex-husband paid for the pills and pressured her to take them on multiple occasions, terminating his unborn child. Immigration enforcement continues despite resistance from sanctuary activists. Two California Medical Center employees discovered that assaulting federal agents carries serious consequences when they physically interfered with ICE agents pursuing an illegal alien who had fled into their facility. Despite media claims that the man was an innocent landscaper arrested during surgery, a U.S. attorney clarified the illegal alien was not a patient, but rather someone seeking cover who these employees helped shield through assault. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.